Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask or even imagine. Amen. Today we will be celebrating two baptisms at this service. Two more precious human beings, Jamie and Hudson, will be joining us around the banquet table of God's kingdom as they are baptized into our Christian family. We heard several weeks ago Jesus declare, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding banquet." The imagery of banquets in the Bible implies blessing, abundance, victory, and joy. Banquets are signs of God's faithfulness and are a foretaste of a heavenly blessing and honor. So today, appreciate the awesome gift of your baptism. Becoming children of God, like our second reading talked about, brought into God's banquet table of abundant love and blessing. It is in God's family that we grow up together. In God's family, we are called to grow up as mature Christians. And in God's family, we are called to be saints. But growing up and being a saint is not easy. So keep in mind now the image of God's kingdom as a rich feast, a banquet. We remember that as a child, behaving well around a big banquet table was quite a challenge. When I was growing up, if all the family came together for big celebrations, we did not have a table big enough for all the aunts, uncles, and cousins to sit around. So there was a table for the grown-ups and a table for the kids. And the kids' table was a couple of card tables put together with folding chairs around them. Now, the cousins were expected to get along and not play with their food. But we could hear the loud talking and laughter of the grown-ups. And every once in a while, there was a tinkling of a fork against a wine glass, and we knew a special announcement was going to be made. Which brings me now to a special story. It involves an inspiring message around a banquet table. There was a young woman who was dying of a terminal illness. As she was getting her things in order, she contacted her pastor and had him come to her house to discuss her final wishes. As the pastor was preparing to leave, the young woman suddenly remembered something she forgot to tell him and said, "There's one more thing." "What's that?" replied the pastor. "And this is very important," continued the woman. "I want to be buried with a fork in my right hand." The pastor stood looking at the woman, not knowing quite what to say. The young woman explained, "At big family gatherings, my grandmother or another relative would lean over and inevitably say, 'Keep your fork.' It was my favorite part of dinner because I knew that something better was coming next, like velvety chocolate cake or deep dish apple pie. Something wonderful with substance. So I just want people to see me there in the coffin with a fork in my hand, and I want them to wonder, 'What's with the fork?' Then I want you to tell them, 'Keep your fork. The best is yet to come.'" Now the pastor's eyes welled up with tears of joy as he hugged the woman goodbye. He knew this would be one of the last times he would see her before she died. But he also knew that the young woman had a better grasp of heaven than he did. She knew that the best was yet to come. Now at the funeral, people were walking past the young woman's casket and saw the fork placed in her right hand. Over and over, the pastor heard the question, "What's with the fork?" And over, he smiled. During his sermon, the pastor told the people about the fork and what it symbolized to the young woman. The best is yet to come. That, my friends, is the heart of our Christian belief. The best is yet to come. All of us here today are on an earthly pilgrimage to a heavenly banquet, God's eternal presence and love. Keep a fork or something as a reminder that you are on your way. And the way forward is to live your one precious life as saintly as you can. The call of saintliness is to be Christ-centered and Christ-like in all your actions, for the best is yet to come. All of the readings today speak of that message. Today is an All Saints celebration. It is one of the 4 days in the calendar year of the church that we specifically welcome others to God's family through baptism. It is also a day that we remember our beloved saints who have gone before us. And it is a day we remember our call to be saints. St. Paul wrote, "Those who are sanctified in Jesus Christ are called to be saints." Now, as kids, we might not have been saint-like as we sat with cousins around card tables eating dinner without the immediate oversight of adults. But I am convinced if an aunt or uncle leaned over and said, "Keep your fork, the best is yet to come," you would have kept your fork. So I would like you to remember a couple of things today. Believe them in your heart and put them into action. First, remember, when you are at a fancy dinner or with relatives this Thanksgiving, that these are banquets, and banquets are signs of God's faithfulness and are a foretaste of a delicious heavenly banquet. Secondly, get a fork. Put it on your desk or by your computer or your bedstand. And remember that death is not the end, but the beginning of an amazing new life with God, the best that was promised. Thirdly, tell others the best is yet to come, and live your life as a saint, as a billboard of this promise. And one last thing, we heard it in the gradual. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are those who take refuge in Him. Be saints for one another as you hold your fork in Christian hope. Amen.